The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. This is a very live, very special episode of The Toast because we are podcasting from the desert. That's right, Desert Toast. And I'm sitting down with our fifth and final episode of the week with somebody whom I adore, somebody whom I respect, somebody who I also just hate because she's so beautiful. Oh. It's Shannon. Hey, Shannon Ford, how are you?
Hi, Claude. How you doing, Turds?
Turds is doing good. Turds is so excited to be shitting.
We'll
talk about that. Turds was shitting. I am excited to be sitting down with Shannon, but I like to call her Manon because I spent the day traveling with Shannon yesterday, and you learn so much about people when you travel with them. And what I learned is, like, Shannon, you are low-key a man. You are Manon. You are a beast, like the way you hustle and you hoist bags and you're just like strong.
Wow. Okay. I feel like that's very unsuspecting of me. So I'm going to stick with that nickname.
I wasn't expecting, and I don't mean that in any sort of derogatory way about your looks, because you know how I feel about you.
Like, thank you.
Absolutely stunning. But you are a man.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to accept that willingly and graciously because I've been working out. So
by the way, you're jacked.
I'm jacked.
Okay. Shannon was sending me pictures of her Stagecoach outfits and I literally didn't know who that was. Your arms, like, you're so toned.
It's that sounds scary.
You're now like madly in love with a personal trainer.
Yeah. It does come with its pros and cons. The pros are that you get to work out and become strong, and the cons are that you have to work out.
I know. I don't think I could ever be like in a relationship with somebody who is like fitness expert.
He doesn't like force me or anything. But it is just one of those things where if he's going every day, I just feel like such a slob kebab if I don't go with him.
Of course.
You know? So
Shannon and I are in the desert. We're headed to Stagecoach. Actually, today is day one. We woke up at the ass motherfucking crack of dawn because we're on, obviously, LA time. But I thought I was going to sleep till noon given the day I had yesterday.
Also, we went to bed at 9:30.
And I was really...
Which is beautiful.
I was deeply unwell. Let me just... Without being too graphic, tell everyone what my day was like yesterday.
I do want you to be graphic. I want you to know that when she was telling us a story, I go, can you include as many details? Oh my God, I am Manon.
You are.
Oh, I wanted all the details.
You're
okay,
Manon.
Go ahead.
And Jackie doesn't really like on the podcast when I talk about like poop and stuff. So I'm feeling like...
She's not here.
She's not here to tell us no, Shannon.
Listen up, Jackie.
So we flew into LA yesterday. And when we landed in LA, we drove to Palm Springs. About 2-hour drive. And when I woke up on Thursday morning, you know, I had a little tickle in my throat. I wasn't feeling 100%. Now, in retrospect, it really wasn't that big of a deal. But
Maybe some tea
and, like, just drink water. You know, maybe a vitamin C or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I was like, shit, I'm getting sick. So I called in a Z-Pack. When we landed in Palm Springs, I picked up the Z-Pack. I took the first two doses right when we got in the car, and I went on my merry way. We did errands. We went to the grocery store. We picked up liquor. We picked up our festival tickets. And while we were picking up our festival tickets, we were driving to the like location where you pick up the tickets, and you know, something hit me.
I also need you to explain, when you pick up the tickets, so it's obviously 102 degrees. Oh, it's a real number of the temperature that it is outside. When you pick up the tickets, you do have to like walk a good ways. Obviously, if you're feeling bright and dandy, it's not that big of a deal. It's just like hot as fuck.
Yep.
And then you're walking and like standing in the sun to like wait in line to get your tickets.
So it's a low-key miserable experience.
So just know that and then couple it with this next part.
With what I was dealing with. So as we're pulling up, I'm like, I literally say to Shannon, we had a plastic bag. I'm like, please pass me that plastic bag. I feel like I'm going to vomit in the back of this car. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm in the back of the car. I should sit in the front next time. Maybe I'm getting car sick. And then it just proceeded to go so downhill from there. And I really won't, I will spare you all the details. But what I learned was that you are not supposed to take a Z-Pack on an empty stomach. Mm-mm. I did not know that. And I certainly didn't know I was not supposed to take two doses.
Because the first dose, you do have to take two pills.
Right.
So it's the heaviest dose.
It's 500 milligrams.
Like, yeah.
It was... Let me just say this, a long drive home. We had a 20-minute drive from the festival pickup location back to our rental house. And I will say that whole car ride was probably one of the lowest moments of my life.
Am I allowed to say that you were fighting for your life in the porta potty?
I was fighting for my life in the porta potty. I was fighting for my life in the car. I was fighting for my life when I finally got home. Like, it was a long afternoon.
At one point, I did try to offer like a molecule of comfort. And I was like, it's okay, Claude, just breathe. Like, we're so close. And she immediately goes, we're not. We're 7 minutes away. I'm watching the maps.
No,
and
I'm like, don't lie to me. I was sitting in the fucking front seat. I saw the GPS. Like, it literally, we were 8 minutes away. I'll never forget. Our time to arrive was 3:41 and it was 3:33. The time would not move. And it was one thing, like, if I was going to throw up, I don't care. I'll fucking throw up on the side of the road. It was the other end, you guys. It wasn't notovirus 2.0 because it wasn't even close to what I experienced when I had the notovirus. But it was...
It was tough for everyone involved. We all just...
It was also hard for me to, like, know that Shannon was seeing me like this.
Oh, shut up.
Because I, like, I think the world of you, Shannon. And wow. I want you to, like... I want you to think I'm, like, fabulous. And fabulous girls just don't crap their pants.
Remember, we were in the kitchen and you were like, I just really appreciate you being so sweet and comforting. Margaret was like, what about me?
No, like, the thing is, everyone was so nice. And, like, Shannon was so helpful. She, as I was, like, literally on the verge of crapping my pants, she was on the phone with this IV company. She was like, we'll get you an IV tonight when you're all, you know, depleted. We'll replenish you. And I was just so grateful because I was, like, so focused on myself. And then afterwards, I was like, was I being okay in the car?
No, you're being so fine. You're about to shit your pants.
It was humiliating. Guys, it was really humiliating. And so we went, all of that to say, we went to bed at literally 9:30. It had been a long day.
It had been a long day. And it was honestly, you know what? We all wanted the IVs anyways. We all benefited from you almost shitting your pants. So don't feel bad.
And we had some lovely, lovely nurses. One of them was an emergency medic. And he was like, you took 500 milligrams of azithromycin he was literally shook.
He was.
He was like, girl, are you okay?
He was like, you good?
And I was like, no, sir, I'm not good. I haven't been good for a while. I'm so glad you're here.
So glad you're here.
So we're replenished. Stomach is not 100%. I'd be lying if I said it was, but I'm not going to let it get in the way because Stagecoach is the best weekend of the year. We got Luke Bryan. We got Chris Stapleton. We've got Kane Brown. We've got Old Dominion. We've got so many good performances.
So
this
many
weekend.
Good ones.
I'm so excited. We have such cute outfits. We're going to make so many TikToks. So the trip was, I was not going to lie. Last night I was really thinking, I'm like, you know what? If I pulled all my savings, I could get myself a jet and just get the fuck out of here. I was like, I can't do this all weekend.
I knew you were so serious. That's another reason selfishly that we were trying to make sure you're okay. Because I was like, Claw can't leave. Turd can't go.
I was going to leave.
I know you were. Margot said you would.
I was going to leave because if you knew how low I was feeling, Shannon, you would have threw me on the plane myself.
I'm the same as you. I would rather need to throw up than shit.
Duh. Like even though that. I hate throwing up, but the thing with throwing up is like you can really do it anywhere in a garbage can.
Well,
the
thing about it is it just happens really quickly and then it's done. The other one is just it's more of a process, I feel like.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So Jackie, if you're listening to this, I truly apologize for going there, but I did what I had to do and I'm better. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So if you guys are not following me and Shannon on Instagram, like we're going to be posting and TikTok, of course.
What are you doing with your life?
What are you doing with life? We're going to be making such fire content. We look like fucking rats right now because it's 8:30 in the morning and we've been up since 5:30. Actually, let me take that back.
Speak for yourself.
I look like a rat. I am wearing, okay, let me paint a picture for you guys. Last night, I'm not doing well. You know, I'm in the post-sickness era, you know, mm-hmm. post-coital. And I text Shannon because we're all like going to bed. I'm like, you want to come and watch TV with me in my room? She's like, yeah. So I come here, I'm wearing, you know, some nice pajamas. They're from Tommy John, a Toast sponsor. They're blue long sleeve and joggers. They're not like the sexiest things ever, but like I'm literally in a house with Shannon, Margot, Emily, and Kyle. Like who the fuck am I trying to impress?
Fair.
Shannon rolls in here and I'm like, oh my God, I think Shannon is trying to fuck. She's wearing this like silk negligee
that
and
makes it sound
a matching
terrible.
Robe and it's very like low cut.
Oh.
And I just, I'm honestly confused if I'm being completely honest.
Listen, I'm in a long distance relationship. Sometimes a girl just gets lonely.
100%. I understand.
So I was just having this conversation with Claude outside as she was low-key roasting me for my pajama choices.
Because then we went outside and Emily's like wearing literally like sweatpants and a white t-shirt. And she's like, what are you wearing, Shannon? I'm like, yeah, what are you wearing?
So I've always dressed like this. Like even when I was in high school and college, my friends would be like, why the fuck are you wearing that? And I just genuinely like wearing their little slips, like little silk slips from wherever, you know, like, yeah, probably Victoria's Secret and other places like that.
Right.
And then it's like a little sheer robe that I put over it because I didn't want to be a little whore and walk around the house in a, you know, silk little negligee. So anyways, I put a robe over it. And yes, it does look like I'm trying to impress someone with my sleep attire, but I'm really not. I just genuinely enjoy sleeping in this. And I know it's giving pick me energy, but I was telling Claude that I think people that make fun of other people's outfits to go to sleep in, they're the pick me girls.
Shannon was trying to like deflect the pick me energy from her to me.
Should I gaslight you?
It's not going to fucking happen, Shannon. So Shannon is going to join me for the past five today, which is so exciting because I heard you have a very hot take on Sophia Richie's wedding coming for everyone.
Yeah, sorry in advance.
But before we do that, let's catch up with Shannon. It's been a while since you've been on the toast because you're literally never in New York because you have a new boyfriend and it's not me, it's James, and he lives in London. And you're always in London. You guys are always doing fabulous things without me. And I just want to know why.
Manon needs to invite you next time.
Manon needs to invite me.
You're welcome to come. Listen, we're about to have some QT together. Some quality time here. Some quality time in Nashville for T Swift.
Yes.
Like, we're just going to have a lot of time together. But I agree. I need to get back to New York. I miss New York. Although I will say London is a lot like New York. I'm not going to lie. So I feel like it's there, but you're not there. So it's not the same.
When I was asking people on my social media for questions for you. Yeah. Every single person just wants to know if you're moving to London. Like, what's the plan? Your boyfriend lives in London. You guys are so in love. It's been almost a year now, right?
Yeah, almost a year, which is crazy because I came on the toast when we had just met. We had met like 2 weeks prior.
You and James met like around this time that like you and I met. Like a few, you and I met a little bit earlier.
Oh my God, no, that's so true.
Like we just started getting close.
Yeah, we 100% started hanging out like a month before I met James.
Yeah.
That's really, wow. All the good things came into my life at once.
It's so true.
Wow, that's actually really sweet. The universe is just looking out. Okay, so basically everyone asked that question, which I don't know, like, I guess it makes sense because all the people that are asking me live in America and they always see me in London. So they're like, are you moving there? But
like, what's the plan?
So he's moving to America.
Okay, so there's like, you're not going.
He's in the middle of his visa process. I would eventually move to London. I have no problem with that. Like, I love London. I really do. It's very much like New York. So in the sense that like there's not a lot of space. It's pretty like it's bustling.
City, metropolis. Very,
yeah, which is really fun. And I love that. James has lived in London his entire life, born and raised. So he's not from like a town outside of London in England. He's like from London. And so anyways, I think he quite likes the idea of
an adventure
to America. And I'm building a house, so I'm fucking staying put, shawty.
I can't believe you're building a house. You're such a grown-up.
Wow, it's crazy.
That was also a bunch of questions we got for you. You've been sharing like your house building process on social media, which is just like making me green with envy. I hate you. And you've also been sharing how like you've been in like your saving money era because you obviously had to put down money on a house. It's so expensive. You're building from scratch, right?
Yeah, it's just really crazy because like I'm not a responsible person with money. I never have been. I'm still like on the cusp, you could say. Like I'm every day fighting with myself in the mirror being like, you're such a dumb bitch. Stop doing that.
Right, right.
Because I like, you know, don't need to be spending crazy amounts of money on stupid things like a Prada bolo tie. But it's just so cute.
Did you get it?
I've already had it. I got it 2 Christmases ago. It's where actually affectionately my sister's wife told me, and I quote, you're really running out of shit to buy yourself.
Let me ask you a question. What are your thoughts on like wearing fakes? Because like a Prada bolo tie you'll probably only wear at Stagecoach. Like I don't know. I feel like in a situation like that, get the fake one.
I live in Nashville, so I've actually worn it a bit. But I will say, I understand fakes for like novelty items like that.
Yeah.
Like there's like anything that's like Louis Vuitton came out with that plastic thingy where it was like see-through plastic, whatever. I'm like, okay, like it's literally plastic.
I know what you're talking about. Like the see-through duffels.
Yeah, I don't know. I get it in some cases, but I also, I guess I've just, I wore fakes all the time whenever I was in like my early 20s. I actually should have saved the $300 I was spending on a fake and just like saved up for a real one. But I really try not to wear fakes because one, they just break and there's nothing more embarrassing. I've been in an airport when I was 21. I'll never forget. I was in an airport. I called my mom. Like, why did I call my mom? Like, bitch, go buy a new bag. Like, I was like, what do I do? She was like, bitch, go buy a new bag.
Literally.
But I was carrying a Louis duffel and it split down the middle. I'm talking
it
was fake. Yes,
oh
of course.
Oh my God, that's
and
humiliating.
And it split down the middle. All my stuff came out. And then I ran as quickly as I could. I like was like wrapping it up and ran to the whatever store, like gift shop, bought a bag. And then I asked the lady to throw
throw away the ripped Louis duffel. And she looked at me like I was out of my mind. She's like, oh, no. And I had to look at her and be like, it's fake. Bye. I got to go.
Oh, that's humiliating.
It really triggered me. So like, I don't really buy fakes that often.
No. And then I feel like once you buy a fake, it kind of can create doubt in like other about your
other shit.
Yeah. It's like, well, if that's fake, everything is.
100%.
But I actually don't currently own any fakes, but there was this Prada beach bag. Oh, I was telling you about this.
So James' mother actually and I had this conversation, and I have that Prada beach bag, and you messaged me being like, should I get this? I want it so bad.
I want it so bad, but it's like so pricey for like a fucking beach bag.
I'll tell you what this beach bag is. It's a fucking beach bag. It literally is a beach bag that says Prada on it, and I bought it. It was transparently, it was $1,200, and I wish I hadn't done that, because in that instance, I only use it when I go to the beach.
Of course.
Thrusted into the sand.
Yep.
And I wish I would have gotten a fake. And his mom and I were having this conversation, because his mom is like very bougie, very like very just chic, mm-hmm. you know, posh Londoner. And she was talking about fake bags, and she's like, yeah, like her and her friends have these conversations. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I don't really get fakes, but like something I would never get is like that Prada beach bag. And, and I was like, ugh, me either.
No, like I really want that bag, but honestly, it's so pricey and I couldn't wrap my head around it. And that was the first time in my life. I'm like, you know what?
Fake. Get the fake.
I honestly kind of want to.
You fraudulent turd.
If you guys see me walking around with a Prada beach bag, just like, no.
It's not real.
It's fake.
Unless she's borrowing mine, then it's fucking real.
That's true. Unless I'm borrowing Shannon's. So Shannon is going to join me for the Fast Five. I'm excited. We actually have a lot of good stories. And it's our final episode of the week. Thanks for sticking with us this week, you guys. Jackie is back on Monday. She'll be in studio with me. And I appreciate, you know, all the support for all the guest co-hosts. And we're going out with a bang with Shannon.
Couldn't agree more.
Today's episode is brought to you by The RealReal. The RealReal is the largest and most trusted source for luxury consignment. You'll find everything from Gucci, Prada, Hermes, Staud, so much more. And it's all for up to 90% off the retail price. So it's for a more sustainable future. The RealReal is the best place to shop. Let me tell you, so many of my most fabulous items, this Fendi dress I've been sporting for like a couple of weeks from The RealReal, earrings, literally so many things in my closet are from The RealReal. I've been shopping there forever, and it's so great to now be partnering with them for The Toast. They have a really rigorous authentication process. So they have hundreds of in-house luxury brand experts, GIA certified gemologists, brand authenticators, and specialized AI and machine learning technology to inspect, authenticate, price, and list thousands of items day. So I have a new pair of diamond earrings that I actually just invested in for myself, and I trust The RealReal. I got them from The RealReal. I got all the paperwork. They are really the best when it comes to authenticating, and you can buy knowing that your stuff is going to be legit and you can feel good about spending that money. And if you want to consign stuff, I have sold stuff to The RealReal. They offer a full service experience from free virtual appointments, at-home pickups, to direct shipping and drop-off services at their retail locations. So like I said, I consign a lot of my stuff that I no longer wear, and it's nice to just get money back, and they make it so easy. So visit therealreal.com, use code TOAST at checkout for 20% off. That's therealreal.com, use code TOAST for 20% off. Terms apply. And as Jackie O would say, I think it's time to invest. Invest in you, girlfriend. Today's episode is also brought to you by Modern Fertility. For a lot of us, the start of the new year feels like the right time to schedule doctor's appointments and check in with where you're at health-wise. But what about your reproductive health? If you've been a fan of planning ahead like we have, like scheduling trips months in advance, and you've never thought much about having kids as to when you're going to have them, check out Modern Fertility. Modern Fertility was created as an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. You'll mail it in with a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, which is basically how many more or fewer eggs you have than the average woman your age, and other important factors that can impact your fertility. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also download the results to review with your doctor for next steps. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. Plus, if you go to modernfertility.com/toast, you can get 20% off your test. Plus, you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA or your HSA. If you want kids today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound information about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/toast. The test is already really affordable, plus our $20 off. It is a real deal. Your test will cost $159. That is a fraction of what it would cost at a clinic. So get that $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/toast. That's modernfertility.com/toast. All right, Shannon, are you ready for the Fast Five stories that you need to know?
I'm so ready. All right, our first story of the day, we got the new Kardashians trailer.
Oh, God, it was good. Sometimes it's overhyped. This one was good.
Well, we don't know if it's going to be overhyped yet because it hasn't come out yet. I will say, it did look very good. It looks like she talks about Kanye. It looks like they talk about the beauty standards that they're setting. It looks like there's a big drama. There's been a lot of whispers about what's going on between Kourtney and Kim. They're like, people think Kourtney and Kim aren't speaking to one another.
Really?
And they haven't been for a while. And this whole trailer debacle with the wedding kind of adds fuel to that fire.
Yeah. So I meant it might be overhyped because sometimes you get these trailers and people are like, did you see the new trailer? I'm like, yeah, it looked the same as they all did. Yeah. This one looks like you're right. Like it has some serious tea
substance.
In it. Some serious tea.
So Kim is like crying in the trailer a bunch. A lot of people think she's crying over Pete. I don't think she's crying over Pete.
I do not think that.
I think she's crying over Kanye. It must be that I forget about that time because it was like kind of a long time ago and so much has happened since then. But when he was just like acting a fool and she's like in this tough position, it's like the father of her kids and she obviously would never want to speak ill of him, but like he was making it so hard. Yeah. I totally forgot about that time.
And I like, there's nothing I respect more than a mom who knows that the father of her children is doing wrong things, mm-hmm. but is doing the right thing by not yep. like really trying to make that decision for her kids.
Yep.
And really just like she said, I think in the trailer, she says, I stay silent so that for I do all this for my kids.
No, I have so much respect for it. And I've never once held it against her, anything Kanye did. Cause I think we all know how Kanye is and we know like their relationship and we know how like much of a invested and protective mother she is. So that never once bothered me.
She's also never jumped to his defense in a way that made me be like, shut up. Like,
yeah.
Why are you defending him right now? She's yeah. never done that.
No, she just, honestly, I think the best thing she can do is stay silent.
Yeah.
So this trailer actually does look very good. For me, I am like gooped and gagged over this Kourtney Kim thing. Like that's what I need to, I need more information.
I rarely say this, but when I say I need it was like this with the VPR drama. Like yeah. I needed to know more about the Tom and Rachel saga.
Yeah.
This is something I was in the car. I was literally in the car and I was like, so Margo, you had gone in to get your Z-pack.
That tried to kill me.
R.I.P. And I was like, okay, so Margo, question. Are they saying that Kim basically did her, which I'm going to be honest, one of my favorite most recent things that Kim Kardashian has done
was the
Dolce & Gabbana.
It was
iconic.
Glamorous.
I thought she looked fabulous. I loved the way her hair was. I loved the outfits. I loved her eating spaghetti. Mm-hmm. I loved everything about it. And I'm like, wait, oh my gosh, I didn't put two and two together. That was because Kourtney's whole entire wedding was Dolce & Gabbana in Italy.
I know. And I have to see how it plays out, but I am more inclined here to take Kim's side.
Really?
Yeah, because first of all, like the girls having any sort of relationship with any fashion house is all Kim's doing. Like,
fair.
They were like Sears. They were low budget. She couldn't get arrested. Then she got invited to the Met Gala as Kanye's plus one. And she worked her whole life. She works tirelessly to be accepted by like upper echelon fashion people.
True.
And they're in this place now where like, yeah, she's the face of Balenciaga. She has a campaign with Dolce. They all go to the Met Gala. They are that because of Kim. So you know what? I don't know if Kourtney's mad that like, at her wedding, Kim started
the trials
to like schmooze with the Dolce people. I don't know what the timeline of events is, but like, I don't know. Am I crazy to say like I don't think it's that bad?
Well, I'm gonna be very Kendall and Kylie in the trailer right now and say I see both sides.
Yeah, that was so Kendall and Kylie.
That was so, and they were like, I see both sides. I'm like, you too. Pick a fucking side.
I fucking hate people who don't. What do you stand for?
Yeah,
stand for nothing.
If you stand for, well, never mind. I'm gonna fuck that one up.
I know. Wait, if you don't stand for anything, you stand for nothing.
No, you'll fall for. If you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for. Wait, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for everything.
Nailed it.
That was it. Crushed it. Okay, so everyone in their car listening to this is like
these morons.
So I'm going to say, though, I'm not going to take both sides. I'm going to say I actually kind of see Kourtney's side a little bit because, like, couldn't Kim have just made those connections and then been like, hey, after her wedding, like, we're going to do this? Because I'm pretty sure the timeline was kind of crazy.
But the Dolce thing with Kim did come out way after the wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, I need to see this play out.
I need to see the timeline. You're right. The timeline is everything. And sister dynamics can be, like, touchy.
I died, though, when Kim was like, I don't know why she's upset. I made sure that they didn't put me in anything that she wore in her wedding. I was like, Kim, at the least.
Yeah, no. It's not fair to judge the whole situation based off the trailer, but like this actually does look really good. And I haven't been
excited
just because they've been very low-key recently. But there is a lot that they need to address. There's kind of been like a crazy year for them. And the one thing that I didn't see in the trailer that I was really hoping to hear from in the trailer was the Balenciaga saga. Balenci saga.
The Balenci saga.
I don't know how they can avoid that. But it seems
surely
like they might.
They bring it up. Maybe they just didn't want to put it in the trailer, but surely they bring it up.
You think?
I don't know. Maybe they're just like, we're not going to touch this. They don't want to give it attention, like give Balenciaga more attention. I don't know.
I don't know either, but Kim has been like wearing full Balenciaga looks.
Really?
Yeah, like very.
Haven't seen that.
Yeah, I know. It's like very understated, but she has been wearing it. I think really? She still has some sort of relationship with the brand.
I myself have to shelf multiple sweaters.
Well, you know, I was actually in a store recently that sells like a bunch of designer items, and we were like walking through the different sections, and we walked through the Balenciaga section, and I was like, by the way, has anyone been shopping here? And they're like, yeah, actually.
Every time I go by a Balenciaga store, it's always empty. And same. I feel like I can't imagine, the employees must be closer than ever. Uh-huh. They're always in a little circle and they're
because
always,
there's no one to talk to.
They're always chatting it up. And I thought that, I bet this, the only like good that might've come out of this has been that they've really created a family
great
unit.
Great friendship.
Great friendships within the Balenciaga employee community. I don't know, because they're only all just talking to fucking each other.
No, it's true. Every time I drive past the store, I also like look in. I have not seen a single shopper in there in months.
I don't know when I'll wear, if I'll ever wear it again, but I just like still look at it and like I still like go like so I haven't put any on.
When the trailer first opened and they were like
burn my stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's like burn it, and I was like, well, like, it's clothing.
You paid for it.
I don't want. I just wouldn't burn anything that I owned. I would just like either give it away or like
do let it sit there.
I would either just like let it sit there in a box. I just don't think I would ever take fire to like.
No, that's insane. The thing about the trailer is everyone's like, oh my god, she's talking about Pete, because they opened the trailer with like the conversation, and the way I don't care. Like, not only was that so long ago, like Pete's had two girlfriends since then, like. I forget that was even a thing, and it was so long ago. I'm like, oh, are they really trying to give us this bullshit? But then 100%. There was so much more tea in the trailer.
Yeah, true.
But I was like, this is it, really?
It was like a blip on her radar. Like, we're like, oh, it's a fun little moment. Like, we all, I don't think anything happened with their ending either, other than he had to get some tattoos covered up, and she was probably just like, it's not you, it's me, I gotta go.
Right.
And he was probably like, okay, bye, him.
Right. It was just meh.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to tell us that we're going to be shocked by.
When it comes to their split, I agree. No, there's a lot of interesting stuff about Kanye. There's a lot of interesting stuff about whatever's going on with the wedding and the Dolce. And
oh, and Kylie said that thing about she was like, we really need to talk about our families.
The decisions we make that like impact the beauty standard we set.
Yeah. And she was like, I don't want my daughters to do the same things that I did. Yeah. But I'm like curious to see if she's going to be like, I don't want my daughters to like look in the mirror and like think that they look big one day. I want to tell them they're beautiful. I want to be like, Kylie, talk about like what you did to your face, your butt, your boobs. You're like, what are you talking about?
I know.
About
it's here? Like, unless they go full in to have this conversation. And I do not. And I think I'm unique in this. Like, I do not hold them responsible for any decisions they make about their bodies and how it impacts culture. Like, I think that's like an unfair burden to put on someone. And I have this conversation all the time, and I know a lot of people don't agree with me, and that's fine. But so I don't need them to have this conversation. I think a lot of people do. They're like, finally, they're talking about it. I don't need them to have this conversation, but if they're going to have it, they have to go balls to the wall, like 100% transparent. And I don't think, they don't owe us that either. So I don't think they are.
Okay, so I'm actually not just saying this to agree with you, for real. I think that like I agree in the sense that everyone's doing the same shit to their body that they are. And I don't know if everyone is doing it because they want to look like a Kardashian.
Right.
I think actually if you like went down to Miami, you would see that everyone was doing this before the Kardashians.
Yep.
They're going to do it after the Kardashians. The Kardashians are just seen on a much larger scale and a much larger stage. So like I agree in the sense that it's not the Kardashian effect. It's like the genre and era we're in effect.
But here's the thing. Even if it is the Kardashian effect, I don't really feel like that's their problem, because they are, you know, people with bodily autonomy. They should be able to make whatever decisions. They want to gain weight. They want to lose weight. They want to get plastic surgery. They want to do something. Like, they should be able to make decisions about their bodies without having to worry about how it affects the culture. Like,
yeah,
that's a huge weight to carry.
It is a burden. I agree with you. I hope they're not like, yeah, like, everyone's beautiful from the inside out. I'm like, if you're going to fucking talk about it, talk about it. Don't do it just to have a, like, moment for Kylie's segment on the show. Like, right. I want it to be, like, good.
It has to be, like, legit, authentic. Yeah. Conversation and I don't think it will be, so I think they should just ignore it, honestly.
Yeah, just cut Kylie's scenes. No, she's always so sweet.
Kylie really is like so interesting and so fabulous. She just gives nothing to the show. I think she does it to protect her peace, which I totally understand. Totally. But like, come on,
she wants to be like out of the, I don't even think she wants to be out of the spotlight, but I think she just, all every time I see her, she's like bringing clothes over to Chloe, or she's like putting her hand on someone's back being like, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, she's like a sounding board.
Yeah, she's really sweet and wonderful, but I'm like, I think like, you know, I want more from her.
But Kylie always leaves us wanting more, and maybe that's why I feel like of all of them, she's really not like super overexposed. She's low-key like very private.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like with the main girls, like they, it's like a little bit too much and it's like a lot of exposure, but I don't feel that way with Kylie.
No.
I wish she would do more.
I wish she would.
Come back. I wish you would.
I wish you would.
Okay, our next story, we're talking about Sophia Grange, excuse me's honeymoon.
Oh, where's she going?
Well, so she has been posting a bunch of stuff with Elliot. The newlyweds enjoyed a romantic bike ride in the first glimpse of their vacation since tying the knot in the south of France last weekend. The 24-year-old bride did not reveal the location of her and Elliot's getaway.
Oh.
She posted several Instagram story photos of their tropical trip on Thursday.
People haven't figured it out?
No, and you know what? I was looking and I'm so curious. It looks like Maldives, Fiji. It's very tropical. It's white sand.
Oh my God, I would think for sure the internet sleuths of the world would be like, that palm tree on the left with the branch, we saw that, right, in 2007. No, but in like Mumbai.
These upper echelon, like actual like 0.01%, they go to like these private islands. Like this is not a hotel any of us have ever been to, you right know? My first thought was like, where the fuck is this? Maybe like Lionel's friend has an island, you know?
I could see that.
I don't know where it is, but I just wanted to use this story as one. She looks great, so happy. Oh, and you were showing me a TikTok that pointed out it looked like Sophia Richie got her breast implants removed.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. It was like, well, when she was a Scott.
People were comparing her pictures in a bikini with her husband now to old pictures of her in bikinis where she like clearly had implants. And it does. It looks like she got them taken out. She looks much more natural and small. And I think she looks great.
I think they just like suit her body better.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
A teeny tiny little tot that like didn't need like some knockers.
Well, this honeymoon story is like not that interesting, but I did want to use it as a sounding board because I know Shannon has like a diatribe to deliver about Sophia Richie's wedding. So,
oh my God, I don't. I just like genuinely in the car, I was like, this might be a hot take, but like, I just wasn't that blown away. I think like the internet like grasps onto something, right, and then everyone's like, oh my God, are you watching it? Are you watching it? And I was like, I do think that like some of her like Chanel looks were like really like classy and stunning, but I didn't understand why we were so engulfed with it. Like, I know everyone's like, so I'm like seeing TikToks, it's like, old money is back, old money. I'm like, well, not of us fucking have old money. And a lot of us have spent our new money on Prada bolo ties. And I don't want old money to come back in style.
Literally.
No, because I am like really trashy and obvious. But I do think that it was just a bit overhyped in the sense that like, I'm not discrediting her love. She looked really happy. She looked like, I really do love the era of like the comparison with her and Scott. Like, I'm so much happier for her in this era of her life.
It's so much more like mature and like it's more pulled back.
It seems more her. It seems more genuine. Even when she was with Scott, she almost looked so out of place in her little like sparkly pink jumpsuits. I'm like, you aren't meant to be here.
No.
Actually, do you remember she used to date Justin Bieber?
Yeah, of course.
So she is giving Hailey Bieber in the sense that like she's always been that esque. So you're like, right. I'm really happy for her. I just didn't think the wedding was that fucking cool. The only thing I thought was cool was when
Good Charlotte
played Lifestyle. So the rich and the famous, and there was like all these rich fucking famous rich people dancing to it. I was like, iconic,
so good.
But
let me explain. Okay. I think why there's like this obsession, and I think it's like it was the culmination of like, it was a beautiful wedding. It was south of France. It was very expensive. All that yada yada. But it was the culmination of that plus like the element of her being a nepo baby, but in a really like not annoying way. Like Lionel Richie is so legendary. And then there's Nicole Richie, and then there's Nicole Richie's husband.
Love.
And then there's Nicole Richie's husband's brother and Nicole Richie's husband's brother's wife, Cameron Diaz. And then Paris was there, and it was like Paris and Nicole. There were so many elements of pop culture.
That's really true.
Like a melting pot. And then Sophia just like came out of the woodwork as this like it girl. Like this, she was so, everything she did was like so pulled back and so classy and tasteful and not in like an overt money kind of way, which it could have been because
totally
her husband is richer than her.
Really?
Her husband's dad is the chairman of Universal Music Group, which is like he's the chairman. Like
UMG.
And his mom and dad are a lady and a, what's the title that goes with a lady? You would know, you're British now.
I don't know, an earl?
No, it's sir and lady.
Okay.
Like they're
that
aristocrat. Like there's a lot in this wedding once you start to unpack. That, I think, is where the fascination.
Okay.
Because the wedding itself was absolutely gorgeous, but it wasn't unlike a wedding we've ever seen from a celebrity in terms of, like, the flowers and shit.
Yeah.
But just, like, the people and all the different details about everyone there and what we knew about them, it ended up being extremely fascinating.
Okay, you know what? I'm a steak. I'll flip.
You flip?
I'll flip. No, you can stand your ground if you want to.
I guess I kept getting targeted for all the outfit things. And everyone was like, I'm gagging, I'm dead. And I was like, okay, it's a lace dress. Like, it's okay, it's beautiful. But, like, I just don't get the hype with, like, the Chanel. Like, I'm like, okay. But now that you've explained it in that way, I understand why people wanted the ins and outs. And I wish I had dug deeper. I would have been maybe more fascinated.
But wait, I also do agree with you. Like, the way people just, like, get gagged over things on social media that are, like, not that gag-worthy. But they do it just to, like, it's like... We were talking about this morning, like when beauty gurus like on social media try foundations and they put like a dot of the foundation on their face, they're like, oh my God.
And they stop.
I'm literally gonna die. Like the coverage. Like there's just like this sensationalized like trend on social media where it's like we have to be so fucking breathless.
Yeah.
Over everything. It's like calm the fuck
it's
down.
It's fucking brown liquid eyeliner. Like the girl like does a little wing and she's like,
look, are you seeing this?
She's like, are you seeing this? Guys, look. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm like, you don't have to be sorry, sis. It's fucking brown liquid eyeliner. No, so it's okay.
That I agree with in terms of like the way people were reacting and such like
that's the TikToks I was targeted
by
for.
By the way, I agree with you. So we both agree with each other.
Okay, we're stakes. We'll flip.
Today's episode is brought to you by Urban Stems. Urban Stems delivers modern bouquets and stylish plants next day and nationwide. Their Mother's Day collection is curated with love and adoration in mind. Every bouquet is designed in-house and it's on trend. Every delivery includes a personalized note to your recipient, thoughtfully designed packaging, and 100% happiness guaranteed. Let me tell you how someone I work with, whenever they're sending me flowers, has always, like for years, used Urban Stems. And then I started to copy them because I'm constantly sending people flowers. You know, I'm very generous like that. Congratulations, feel better, happy anniversaries, you know, good luck, whatever I'm sending. And I use Urban Stems all the time. It's so easy. I love because I'm like a last minute queen. They do next day delivery. It's really efficient. It's really fast. And they have really, really beautiful, beautiful designs. You can shop by color, by price range, and even by flower type on their website. So you'll take your pick from a variety of bouquets, plants, gifts, and floral subscription options are available too. And with Mother's Day coming up, you know, you got to get on the flowers. This is your reminder. Don't be the bad kid. It's on Sunday, May 14th. Be sure to order in time and use code TOAST for 15% off your purchase at urbanstems.com. Again, that's code TOAST for 15% off your purchase at urbanstems.com. That's urbanstems.com. Don't be the least favorite child. Be the best child. Get ahead of your delivery. Get something gorgeous from Urban Stems, and again, use code TOAST for 15% off your purchase. Today's episode is brought to you by Fast Growing Trees. Breathe some life into your own backyard with fastgrowingtrees.com this spring. From shade to fresh fruit to privacy and natural beauty, let fastgrowingtrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. You guys know Miss Jackie O is obsessed with her yard. She went wild on fastgrowingtrees.com. She found such gorgeous, gorgeous trees that are perfect for her environment. You know, she lives in Florida, so fastgrowingtrees.com, they are the experts. They know exactly what is right for her climate, for her area. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plant, shrub, and tree varieties for your unique climate, Meyer lemons to evergreens and everything in between. Happy plants, happy home, right? But sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. But with FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs. That's exactly what Jackie did. Plus, their plant experts are always available to help keep your plants growing healthy throughout the season and beyond. So no more waiting in long lines and hauling heavy plants around. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you order online and your plants arrive at your door in just a few days. And their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, you know that everything will look great fresh out of the box. Join the over 1.5 million happy fast-growing trees customers. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/toast now. You'll get 15% off your entire order. That's 15% off your entire order when you go to fastgrowingtrees.com/TOAST. Have a gorgeous yard. Get into gardening. You know, spring has sprung. Spring is upon us. Don't forget to go to fastgrowingtrees.com/toast.
All right. Speaking of, we were just talking about Paris Hilton. I was completely shocked to learn that Paris Hilton is going to attend the Met Gala for the first time ever. Did you know that she had never gone?
No. Wait, hold on. That can't be. That's true?
According to Page Six.
First time she's invited or first time she's decided to go?
That's a good question. So Paris Hilton is finally headed to the Met Gala. What? The heiress, DJ, and author will attend fashion's biggest night for the first time ever this year. Page Six Style has confirmed. TMZ was the first to report that Paris would be attending. Sources told the outlet that Hilton scored a coveted invite from Vogue and the designer of her look for the event, details which are still under wraps. We don't know which designer she's going to be going with, but she was
famously friends with the late designer Karl Lagerfeld, whose life and work are the theme of this year's Met Gala Institute.
Oh, so I wonder why that's why she was invited. Because actually, the more you were saying it, the more I was like, actually, Paris Hilton doesn't give me Met Gala, and they are pretty picky with their list.
Like, they are, they're but weird. Still.
But then, you know what they're also weird about? They'll do, like, who's ever super, super popular in the moment. Like, I actually, of course, I don't think, like, this would really happen this year, but, like, they're the kind of people that would invite Alix Earle to the Met Gala because she's having such a moment.
Oh my god, if Alix Earle goes to the Met Gala, I will die of joy. That
I would be honestly, so happy, right? She would just be so thrilled. She'd just be there smiling. She'd just be so grateful. She'd post a TikTok being like, how am I here? And we'd be like, you're fucking Alix Earle.
I don't even feel like that's that crazy. I feel like she could go. She might. Dixie and Charlie went.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I think...
No, but I'm sorry. The fact that, like, Dixie and Charlie went and, like, James Charles has went and, like, Nikki Tutorials. So many influencers. When, like, Paris was, like, really, like, at the... She was, like, the spearhead or a pioneer of, like, influencer movement in terms of, like, not being famous for, like, a particular trade and skill. She really, like, was a huge part. I mean, if you saw the American Meme documentary, like, she really... is a pioneer of, like, the influencer age, and for her to have not ever been is actually crazy when they've now opened, they've since opened up to influencers.
Right. I think maybe they were just waiting for her resurgence because she has had such a resurgence lately.
Yeah.
Kyle's actually, his background of his screen, as long as I've known him on his phone, has been that picture iconically of Paris Hilton that's wearing a shirt that says stop being poor.
I love that photo. Okay. But you know that photo's photoshopped?
No.
It doesn't say, that t-shirt doesn't say stop being poor in real life.
What does it say?
Something dumb. Like, I don't
know. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I have to tell Kyle.
But what's also interesting is that Nikki Hilton has attended the Met Ball just one time in 2001.
As a guest of someone?
I guess. Nikki Hilton is, like, very fashion girly. She's not so much, like, mainstream as Paris.
Yeah.
She's very, like, she goes to, like, fashion shows and she's, like, friends with the Valentino family.
Oh, I did know that.
But I find that interesting.
Huh. Well, I'm excited to see her look. I really can't wait. I think it's going to be slivving.
I think it's going to be slivving, too. I'm just, like, I'm gooped and gagged. To know that she's never been invited or she's never attended.
My stomach's making the craziest noises and I keep wondering if the mic is picking it up. So if you guys have been hearing some rumbling and grumbling, it's actually not Claude Turdy McLou, it's me.
By the way, I thought you were going to say, like, you might have caught what I had, but what I had wasn't contagious.
No.
Okay, our fourth story is a little Chance the Rapper news. Did you see that video going viral of Chance the Rapper, like,
getting twerked on? Yes, but I where was he at again?
I think some sort of festival. An island. Jamaica.
Okay, so culturally, that's how they dance.
I know.
It is, like, not, like, I think that is totally what they do normally, and it's not anything. I mean, I know you're going to look and be like, what do you mean, Shannon?
No, from, like,
sexual,
American culture.
But I think that's truly, like, it's like if you had gone and seen someone doing salsa with someone that wasn't their husband or wife, and they'd be, like, looking really sexual and sexy, but, like, that's how salsa is intended to be danced. Jamaicans just genuinely, that is how they dance.
I completely agree. I think it's really common at a lot of those carnival festivals that they do on the islands and they do in Brazil, but his wife has now posted a cryptic quote
what?
After that dance went viral. So,
well, they're super, super, super religious. So that's
are they?
Are you joking? Chance the Rapper? Are you joking?
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not.
Oh my God, he all like immensely so immensely. I want to say this could be so inaccurate. I want to say he doesn't cuss in his raps. I could be so wrong. He and his wife are very, very, very Christian.
Does
very.
He curse in his rap?
That I'm could be such think. A lie. I could be lying. But, like, they're very religious.
So about a week after he went viral for dancing inappropriately with another woman, his wife, Kristen Corley, shared a cryptic message on her Instagram. She posted an excerpt from Maya Angelou's essay called Home, which discusses how most people never mature. It says this, most people don't grow up. It's too damn difficult. What happens is most people get older. That's the truth of it.
Oh.
They honor their credit cards. They find parking spaces. They have the nerve to have children, but they don't grow up.
Oh.
Not really. They just get older.
Oh, wow.
So Maya Angelou then continues, but to grow up costs the earth, the earth. It means you take responsibility for the time you take up to the space you occupy. It's serious business. So his wife highlighted that excerpt.
What a quote, by the way. Maya Angelou, like, what a quote.
What a quote. And she captioned the post, I hope one day we all choose to grow up.
Oh, no. Well, do you think maybe she's talking about all of us?
I don't know. That's a really good
question. But no, I just Googled it just to make sure I wasn't wrong, not about the cussing, but Chance the Rapper considers himself a Christian rapper. He doesn't even give... That's why him and Justin Bieber were, like, all up and... up and yeah. They were
I
all
love
about...
that song.
Me too. Yeah, Chance the Rapper and Justin Bieber.
You're right.
Exactly. Okay, anyways.
Oh, so there's, like, this is a layered story.
Yeah, but I will say, I mean, to be fair, even, you know, culture aside,
He was getting his bing bong absolutely rammed against by a booty bomb.
I want to say, culture or not, there was some penis and vagina. Like,
yeah, that was, that's the...
But he wasn't being recorded secretly. He's like looking at the camera, like he knows.
Fair.
So I don't know, but this is a very sneaky cryptic... vibes. It's a cryptic quote.
Yeah. Wow, okay, I'm interested to see how that plays out. I hope they, you know, stick it out.
I know, they're also very private. I think a lot of people didn't even know he had a wife and two kids.
Oh, like, really? I feel like that's also not true because he openly talks about how much he loves his family because he's, like, super Christian rapper.
I mean, I didn't know that, and I really like Chance the Rapper. And I honestly, I saw the video and I didn't think it was that crazy. Like, I get it. I know that that's, like, a thing, a tradition that's done culturally.
Yeah, I just didn't. It looked more like a joke. Like he was like, oh my goodness, what's happening? It looked like one of those things. He wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm loving this. Oh yeah, he wasn't giving that vibe.
Yeah, no, he wasn't like giving. And the fact that it wasn't like filmed sneaky from the side, like right. Look, everyone, I called Chance the Rapper. I don't know. I choose to see the good in people.
Me too. Is your fifth story going to be about Glenn Powell?
No, but
can we talk about it?
Please. I mean, we've been talking about it all week. What's your
take? Oh, okay, never mind.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
No, I just
even though I believe someone from Sydney's team like yesterday spoke to outlets being like, she's still very much engaged to this guy.
Yeah, I think that they're doing a classic. Actually, did Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson ever actually date in real life?
I think they might have. But what you're referring to, we like to call the... hold on, me and Jackie were just talking about this. Guys, help me. You guys are probably screaming at your phones. Wait, I need silence for 1 second. Who just did this? And like we all went, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Yeah.
Whatever, I just think like they're doing that, but we don't, if you guys have already talked about it, we don't talk about it. The only thing I want to talk about is like, holy shit, I did not realize how hot he is. I am absolutely engulfed in whatever, like if he becomes the next like rom-com man of our generation, I'm here for it. I find him to be absolutely so
stellar
hot.
Looking. Completely agree, Shanann.
Rob's really hot.
And I actually think this whole scandal, which is what I've been saying all week, is that it's very good for him. Because people don't think about him a lot. Like, no, he's kind of like what an else underrated. Has he been in?
Top Gun.
That Zoe Deutsch Netflix rom-com that people like.
What's it called?
I don't know. The Setup.
Never heard of it.
Or Set It Up or something.
Never seen it.
He has a following, but this is definitely going to catapult him to the next level. And honestly, what would really catapult him to the next level is if they really just started dating.
Yeah, that and if the movie's good. I would love to see the movie.
Yes. Okay, but no, our fifth and final story is James Corden. Last night was his farewell to The Late Late Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw a bunch of clips of like the sketches they did that seemed really cute and funny. Harry Styles was there. They actually did this sketch that I thought was hilarious with all the other late night co-hosts. Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and James Corden.
Like, oh, wow.
It was hysterical. And I will say, like, James Corden has had a rough year. I feel like he became like... It's like Anne Hathaway syndrome. Like, you get so popular that you automatically become hated for, like, seemingly nothing. But I don't know. I actually do like him.
Well, we know that my affinity in life is Balthazar in New York, so...
Oh, yeah. What were your thoughts on him allegedly being the most hated man in Balthazar restaurant?
I mean, I just, like, could care fucking less. Like, I was just like, okay, I'm sure he was a dick. Like, I don't know. Like, so you don't have to... But it was just funny. The guy, what's his name? Kevin?
Yeah,
he's like, you are no longer ever allowed at my restaurant. And then he made it lame because he kept going back and forth being like, never mind, he called me. Never mind, he's not allowed. Never mind this. I'm like, okay,
he was
what?
Acting like a fool.
Like, it was so crazy. I just thought it was like funny about the things he said James Corden complained about. But I just like, I'm so nice to everyone in restaurants. I can't imagine I'll ever get to a place in my life where I won't be.
So rude, yeah.
But like, I mean, I don't know. I just don't think anyone can ever be canceled for being mean to a waiter.
That's what Jackie and I's take was. So it's just been like a bad year for him. And I feel like he's probably looking forward to like being off the show because he needs to like get out of the headlines for a while. When you're like so in the media with really like...
What else has happened other than that though?
Every time he gets cast in something, everyone's like, oh my God, no.
Really?
Cats. I think he's in Wicked. Everyone's just like, enough. He's just like, he's everywhere all at once. And I think what happens in the culture, it's like this happened with Anne Hathaway. It's like, she wasn't even doing that much media, but like she was just get in the media all the time. People get so annoyed with you. They start to fucking hate you.
Yeah.
And it's like not fair because you didn't do anything wrong, but people can't explain their dislike for you.
I feel like that happened with Taylor Swift too.
Yes, of course. It happens to a few people. I feel like it happened to Chrissy Teigen many years ago.
Like, oh my God, yeah.
She was just so overexposed and it wasn't even her doing. She wasn't doing interviews, but we're like, just shut up.
Everyone was. I actually felt that way about Chrissy Teigen. I was like, enough. But she wasn't doing it. She wasn't coming to my house being like, read this about me.
It was BuzzFeed just writing shit up about her, like dumb ass shit.
Everyone. And then like E! News was just always posting about her and I was like, shut up.
The funny thing in the sketch last night was, like, all the hosts got together and they were like, well, before you leave, we have to, like, split up your ideas. And everyone was like, okay, I want carpool karaoke. And then Jimmy Fallon was like, no, I want carpool karaoke. And the other one was like, no, I want carpool karaoke. And James Corden's like, you guys, I have more than one good idea. And they're like, not really.
Not really.
No, but it's true. Carpool. And he's been in the news a lot this week because carpool karaoke was a segment they started with Adele. And this week he aired his final carpool karaoke, which he ended with Adele.
Oh,
it was really sweet.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I'm just like sad we never got a Taylor Swift carpool karaoke.
Me too. Damn. And
anyone who didn't do carpool karaoke, like, will never.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Everything that Adele does kind of makes me want to cry of, like, this, like, deep rooted, like, sweetness
and love.
Yeah.
She's really, like, a nice person.
My friend's convinced she's like an alien or a psychic or something. She's like, she just has so much, like, passion and power with, yeah, like, people's emotions.
Yeah. No, like, the chokehold she has everyone under is not normal.
Totally. Wow.
Manon. You did good.
Thank you so much, Claude, for having me.
Those were the fast five.
We've just been staring at a golf course this whole time, by the way.
I know, we're not even looking at each other. This is, like, kind of the weirdest way I've ever podcasted. We're, like, laying in bed, which is fine. I've podcasted in bed a million times, but we're not looking at each other. We're both looking out the window because the view from my bedroom is really so gorgeous.
Claudia got the master, obviously.
I did get the master bedroom, but that's because I was sick. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, I did not ask for it. I was secretly hoping for it because there's enough bedrooms per people. So, like, it was just, you know, and everyone was like, yeah, Claudia can have it. I was like, oh, really?
This is the way I did find the house. Crumbled.
I did find and book the house, but, like, listen, whatever.
You were never knocking at the master, and rightfully so.
No, really.
Primary bedroom, sorry.
And I said, anyone can sleep with me. Like, no one wants to sleep with me. I like to sleep with people. Shanna, how many times have I told you to get in my bed?
You, like, have. For someone who said that I was trying to fuck you in my negligee, you have asked me to get in your bed, like, three times.
Yeah, she woke up and came into my bed this morning. I was like, hey, Shanna, come inside. And then she went to bed with me last night. I'm like, hey, Shanna, you want to watch TV? And then I'm like, hey, Shanna, you want to get in my bed and podcast? Maybe we're both trying to fuck each other.
Yeah, we see each other.
We fuck each other. I love that for
us. Wow, I cannot wait to make so many TikToks and absolutely gag everyone with our outfits.
It's so important to know it's 9:30 in the morning and we literally will not be leaving for the festival for 8 hours. We woke up so early. So I'm probably going to have diarrhea again, if I'm being honest, and maybe take a nap.
I too would like to follow in your footsteps.
Well, guys, thanks so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and where podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Castbox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us, The Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We love you, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye.